joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful? Yeah. Amen. Amen. And good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. This is Brother Gary Smith. Hola to some of you. Hello. How you doing? Wherever you are here in the city of Houston, in other states, in other cities, in other countries, good morning. Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you glad you're here? Amen. 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 We just have a few in our building who are facilitating our worship service this morning. Those behind the scenes doing a lot of diligent work. Many of you that are out there, wherever you are, in your living rooms, in your bedrooms, in your kitchens, in your dining rooms, whether you're outside sitting on the back of the porch, on the front porch, in the country, in the city, wherever you are, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made. And we want to welcome you to the worship services for the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. I was just sitting there thinking, I said, you know, Brother Stroud, thank you for your prayer. For thanking God for these different ways that we can communicate with one another through live stream, on our website, through Facebook Live, through our telephone conference call, through our television program that comes on our cable stations, and so many through our YouTube Live. And so God is good. He's providing a way for us to communicate. I was thinking though, man, I wonder what would happen if we didn't have all of these different ways to communicate, you know, if we didn't have live stream or Facebook Live or YouTube. I guess we had a phone, it was either telephone conference, and some congregations are worshiping by phone, you know, just by phone, you know, and some are not, you know, just don't have the equipment or either the resources or the able bodies to be able to communicate through social media outlets. And so we don't take this for granted. We don't take this for granted. And I'm, you know, during this time, we need to be taking advantage of every time we can come together if we can, you know, as we try to fight this battle and run this Christian race. So we need as much, excuse me, maybe I need to speak for myself. I need as much encouragement as I can get. And so I look forward to spending a few moments. And here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ, we have other things that are going on. Our Bible classes, our Zoom classes, our ladies' Bible classes, our children's Bible class. And we're getting comments from all over the world. People appreciating it, thanking us for having these services. And so let's take advantage of them. Well, you know, today begins our Vacation Bible School. We are so excited about Vacation Bible School. And, you know, we've been having commercials. Our families have been having commercials that are going online, advertising our Vacation Bible School. And it's going to be exciting. Amen. 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 Starting today after worship service. And so get your popcorn. You know, get your popcorn, your food, or whatever you need. And get ready for just an exciting time in the Lord today through Thursday. Today through Thursday, go to our website. FWCOC.org or to our Facebook page and see all the announcements and times, and get on the phone and call your relatives, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your enemies, and tell them to listen in and get fed by the word of God. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, I'm excited this morning, boy. You know, I tell you, I'm missing the singing together. Oh, my goodness. All of it. So just praise the Lord. This, I want to sing a Bible Hour song, but I'm going to dive into my lesson. Let me get into my lesson. I've entitled the lesson this morning, and our theme for Vacation Bible School is Family Reunion. Family Reunion. And I know our educational ministry, they have in mind, Lord, when it's time for us to come back together, when the family can get back together. But we are together right now. We are together right now, yes, in spirit and in truth. Some of us not physically, but we are together. And so I've entitled, that's Family Reunion is my subtitle. The title is, Do You Know Your People? Do you know your people? And I want you to meet with me in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I pulled a couple of family reunion pictures because my personal family, you know, we used to reunions, and that we have on the Smith side as a picture of part of the Smith family. I think we were in Jefferson, Texas, in Marshall. Yeah, Jefferson. Smithland, actually, you know, you say a big city next to a little city. So it's actually Smithland, Texas, and by way of Jefferson, Texas, by way of Marshall, Texas, the biggest city close to it. And that's some of my people on my daddy's side. And I'm in there somewhere. I can't see me somewhere, but I know my dad and mom are in there. That's the Smith family reunion. Then on my mother's side, there's the Rand family reunion. There's a whole bunch of Rands. Oh, Rands in the land. And that's when we were in Houston. And I know you can't see faces on there, but I just thought I'd pull them up just because I know many of us have family reunions. And, you know, it's not the whole family. And family is made up of all kinds. I don't know, you like me. I don't know the names. Now, my wife, she good at knowing the names. I don't know the names. I know a lot of the names, but I don't know all the names. But I thought I'd just pull that up. But meet with me in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1. The Bible reads, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses, focuses on greater cloud of witnesses surrounding us. And I got to qualify this text. You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, this is chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 11, some of us know it's called the Hall of the Faithful, Hall of Fame of Faithful. And it lists all of these names of these great pioneers who've gone on before us. And when we get to chapter 12, it says, therefore, since I've introduced you to all of these witnesses. it says surrounding us, not that they are watching out for us, not that they are looking over us, but in a sense they are a greater cloud of witnesses in that they've lived in such a way because of their experience and because of what they've gone through and what they've went through, we have something in common with them if we do try to do what they did. And it's he calls it a greater cloud of witnesses. And it's a courtroom term in that you know, the prosecutors and the defenders, they call their witnesses to the stand. And it says we, and see, now that we, you have to, it qualifies, we have a greater cloud of witnesses if we associate with these witnesses who the Bible has just named in chapter 11. He says, we have the ability to call on any one of these witnesses when we need them. We can call on them and we can take from their experience. And he goes on to say, and let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance, which we need in this life. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And we in life gonna need some endurance. And I love this text. I love it. I love it. He calls it greater cloud. And so when he uses the word great, it's a great number of witnesses that have already lived throughout all of the ages that we can glean on and we can call to the table. And these are our people. And I just asked the question, do you know your people? Do we know our people? Do we know our people? You need to get to know some of our people. Yeah, go to the family reunion. I know some of them, but I don't know all of them. And a lot of times we like to eat, but we need to sit down and talk to some of our people and see what's going on in their lives so we can encourage our lives. Amen? And we will find out that if we get to know our people, they all tell the same story. I'm talking about true witnesses. And the scripture goes on and it names several of the witnesses. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Peter 1, 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Simon writes this letter through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he's an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he's writing to those, or to who? To those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours. You see, our people are those who have the same values, morals, standard codes that we have. And so when we read for Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, we have a greater cloud of witnesses. And what do we have in common with them, brother? What are some things that they had? This unwavering faith in God. This unwavering faith in God. And this unwavering, demonstrable faith in God. And that's why they're listed in this, in chapter 11. They're listed because they have a faith in a God they haven't seen with their naked eyes. And they've demonstrated with their lives, that they believe that everything God has promised will come to pass. Amen, amen, somebody. And some of us don't know our people. If I had time, you have names like Abel and Enoch and Noah. And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Seth, you all kind of, now you know, let me say this about Noah. I've said it before. See, it lists these individuals and it talks about some of the experiences that they've gone through. Noah's Ark. If you get a chance, make sure you look up and look at the evidence that Ron Wyatt has developed. Ron Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, has developed. He said he's found the ark. Noah's ark. Some folks try to discredit the Bible, and God just keeps opening up and revealing more and more faith facts that we can believe what the Bible teaches. And Ron Wyatt, you get a chance, look it up, Google it, do whatever you want to do, go visit the places, and he has some powerful evidence that the ark existed. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel. Man. No, guess what? These are our people. Why? Because we have faith just like they had. And we can claim them as our people, our family. We're talking about the family reunion. You're going to see in a minute how we can be reunion with our people. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 32. Let me go backwards just a little bit. Hebrew, you still with me? Hey, listen, if you in the kitchen, get your coffee, sit down. Sit up a little bit in your bed. Come on, open up both eyes. Let your children sit down and listen and be fed by the word of God. We need this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. And listen, he says, and what more shall I say? Listen, this is chapter 11 where he lists all these names. What more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell you of Gideon. And he starts, he rehashes it. He says, I don't have time to tell you about all of your people. He says, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets. Then he goes on to say, who by faith, the common denominator. Who by faith, they didn't see God. Not with their naked eye, but they definitely saw him with their spiritual eye. We have not seen God with our naked eye, but question, do you see him with your spiritual? Close your eyes for a moment. Yes, it says, who by faith, and it gives some adjectives, obtain promises. Promise is something that you don't have right now. It's for the future. But they obtained promises. It says they shut up the mouth of lions. Do you know your people? You know who that is? Do you remember Daniel in the lion's den? They shut up the mouth of lions. They quenched the power of fire. Do you know your people? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Escape the edge of the sword. So many, too many I can't even name. Escape the edge of the sword. From weakness were made strong. He's talking about our people. Do you know the story of Samson? Samson, when he was blinded in his weakness, after he made all the mistakes, after he did so much wrong, God still delivered him because he brought his faith back to God. And he destroyed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. That's my people. Yes, Samson. He put foreign armies to flight. Now these are realities that literally happen. You know the story of Gideon. You know the story how Gideon was fearful. He didn't have the faith in God. God used Gideon to destroy the Midianites. He said, "Women receive back their dead by resurrection." Do you know Mary and Martha, your people, who Jesus brought that brother Lazarus back to the grave, back alive? Others, it goes now. It gives some positives. It gives the victories, the defeats. It gives all of these positives that by faith were conquered. Lions were mouths were shut. Fire was quenched. Then it gives the troubles of life. It goes on and it says, and others were tortured. Lord have mercy. Now, I wish I could tell you that we're not going to have no trouble in this world, but you know that would be a lie. Because we already experiencing trouble. Yes, we are. But God is trying to he's just showing us the truth. He says, now in this life, we're going to have some victories. I'm going to restore you. But we're in this life, there's sin in the world. There's evil folk in the world. There's Satan in this world. And Satan is always after us. Amen. And he says, others were tortured. And if we're going to be tortured, it needs to be for the sake of Christ. Not for the sake of bad and evil. Just not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a better life, a better resurrection. And sometimes it's just not found on this side. And others experience mockings and scourgings. And you know, some of this, we you know, we've been spoiled. And sometimes we say, well, life is hard. But you know, life can be harder. Yeah, it can be hard. I'm glad I wasn't in Paul's day where I was whipped. I haven't been whipped for the sake of Christ. Anybody been whipped for the sake of Christ? I haven't been whipped. Now, I've been talked about. And some, if you're watching right now, I hope you're not talking about me. But if you do talk about me, well, hello, join the club. You know, if you're trying to do what's right, if you're trying to raise your children right, if you qualify, if you tell your children, you somewhere and you say, no, I don't want my children watching that because that's not good for them. Somebody might say, oh, what's wrong? Your children better than mine. They better. I'm just trying to raise my children right. Some folks gonna talk about you for trying to do what's right and trying not to curse and trying not to lie and trying not to steal. Somebody gonna be mad that you trying. Yeah, mockings and scourging. Yes, also chains and imprisonment. He says they were stoned. Do you know your people? Do you know about Stephen, who was stoned for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? They were sawn in two. Some of the scholars say that some of the apostles were literally sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, John the Baptist, and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy. Yes, yes, and these are, but they are our people. They are our people if we acclaim to what they acclaim to. They are our people if we try to hold on to the faith that they held on to. There are people, if we see God with our spiritual eye, not with our naked eye. And if we stay with him to the end, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. There are people. Yeah, some of us may not have a mansion on the hill, but if you got a shack and we're serving God. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness, my people. Yeah, and this chapter it didn't name all our people. Now all our people not found in Hebrews chapter 11. we have others who are our people. See, in chapter 11 don't mention Job. You know the story of Job. Do you know Ehud, our people? Ehud, the left-handed judge who delivered his people. Are speaking of Esther and Ruth, sisters and who love the Lord. Do you know about Jonah and Hezekiah and crying Jeremiah? Do you know about Isaiah and Elijah who defeated with the help of God 400 prophets of Baal, our people?
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 11 doesn't tell us about Timothy, the soldier, to Paul, or Titus, the young preacher, or Mary, or Martha, or Deborah. Amen. All our people. Yes, yes, yes. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 39, he goes on to say, and all these, all our people, having gained approval through their faith. That's what we are striving for. Yeah, we're striving for. That gives us the commonality to those who've gone on before us. Is that they gained approval through their faith. Yes, it's though we don't see it, we see it. And not just see it, we live it. Some folks, you know, I know, none of us are going to be sinless perfected. But our faith ought to make a change in the way we live, the way we talk, the way we act. And they gained approval through their faith. But even them did not receive what was promised. Oh, Brother Gary, what is that? Because God had provided something better for us. He's talking about them, but then he brings attention. He says, now look, now they were approved through their faith, but they didn't receive all what was going to be coming to them. Why? Because God was reaching forward to us. So that apart from us, they would not be made perfect or they would not be made complete. We finna talk about some family reunion now. Let me just spend a few. I got a short lesson this morning, but let me just spend some time talking about our promises. Because what didn't they receive yet then? Because God was waiting on us. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 33. Some of you know this text. Acts chapter 2 verse 33. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God. Now, at this particular time, the apostle Peter and the apostles are in Pentecost. And the church doors are about to be opened. Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem till you're going to be endowed with something that I'm going to tell you about. The Bible's going to tell you about it in a minute. And Peter gets up and he preaches this great sermon about Jesus Christ, the same man who you crucified is now Lord and he's Savior. And then he's talking about Jesus and he says, he's therefore have been exalted to the right hand of God. Now Jesus died and he got to go die again. And he's been exalted, he's resurrected to the right hand of God, having received from the Father, hold up now, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus received the promise, and he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. And the apostles, when they were in Pentecost, they were there in Pentecost, and the Holy Ghost came on them and gave them an exceptional measure of the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in tongues, and people understood them in their own language. And this miraculous gift happened because God bestowed the Holy Spirit on them. But guess what, my brothers, my sisters, not only did he bestow the Holy Spirit on them. Listen to Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Peter said to them, repent, he said to the people, repent after the message was preached. You're going to have the opportunity, if you're listening right now, if you're searching for the truth, if you're searching for Christ, you're going to have the opportunity to respond just like they respond. And Peter preached the gospel to them, and after he preached the gospel to them, he told them to repent. Each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness or for the remission of your sin. My brother, my sister, those soldiers in Hebrews chapter 11 throughout the Bible, if they're going to be your people, you will have to do what God has told you to do, amen. Told us to do, for you to be kin to those people, for you to be in the family. Now notice this. I didn't say be in a family. Because we all are in a family. I don't care how good or how dysfunctional your family is. What should I say? I probably should say all our families are dysfunctional. Aren't they? I'm not talking about your people. Maybe I'll talk about the Smiths and the Rains. We got some dysfunctional folks in our family.
And you know what? We can start with our own self. Yeah, we all got issues. And we're not talking about that biological family. We are talking about the family. And it is the family of God, who God is not prejudiced. God is not partial. Anybody can be in God. Would you allow anybody in your family? Lord, our girl started dating. Lord have mercy. Oh my goodness. And my wife would say, I think they kind of talking. I said, oh, please not. Don't bring him up here. Yeah, and some of us, if we'd admit it, we need to work on our hearts when it comes to people. But God is no respecter of person. Thank you, Lord. And so when we read this text, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them." And you, notice this, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's our promise. Notice it. Look at verse 39. For the promise is for you and your children and for all. See, now, he said, and they were preaching in Pentecost here 2,000 years ago or so. And he's preaching. And so he says, and he's preaching to this audience. He says, now, this promise is for you and it's for your children and it's for all who are far. He reached all the way to the 21st century, to us today, wherever you are, all over the world. This promise is for you. And what I've discovered is God is good on his promise. Have you discovered that? God is good on his promise. As many as the Lord our God will call to him. This is some shouting stuff right here. Yes. Then you become the people of God. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're talking about family reunion now, and it gets better than that. It gets better than that. So one of the promises, and I wish I had time to deliver, maybe later on I will deliver a sermon about the Holy Spirit, because some of us don't understand what we have. Because see, the Holy Spirit, it empowers us, it speaks to us through God's word, it comforts us. It encourages us. It restrains us. Gary, you don't need to be doing that. Stop it. And boy, Lord have mercy, I need that voice. I need that voice on me. But that's one of the promises. But the other promise is better than the first promise. Go to Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Romans 4. You still with me? You're not eating cereal this morning, are you? Romans chapter 4, verse 16. For this reason, it is by faith. You hear that again? No. So Hebrews chapter 11 is all about faith. He said, for this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace. Whoo, my goodness. Should I spend? Now, faith and grace work together. Now, some folk think all we need to get to heaven is grace. Grace is God's favor. And yes, none of us will make it to be with God forever without grace. For we are saved by grace, that is through faith. But see, the grace of God is God gave us a second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth chance. What do you mean, Brother Gary? It was grace that God sent his only begotten son to this earth to die for us. That's our grace. Amen. That's our makeup test. And if you don't respond to God's grace, you don't have a chance. But God has already done his part, but we have to do our part and have a faith in him that is demonstrable. And he says this, so that the promise, everybody say promise. Those of you that's on Facebook Live, type in promise. He says, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, that's the people of God. It's going to be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law,
That would be those who are the children of Israel, who was God's promise, who was chosen ones, who in the Old Testament, he initiated his ultimate plan to save the whole world. He started off with the Jews. He says, but not only to them, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. If you got faith like they had, if the faith is demonstrable, if you're not faking and shaking without faith, we got a promise. Yes. but wait a minute, hold on, it says so that the promise would be guaranteed. But you said there was two promises, but you still didn't say what the promise was. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked what the promise was. Yeah, let's go to Titus chapter 1, verse 2, and I'm closing. I'm bringing this down because it's reunion time now. It's reunion time. It's time for the family reunion. He says, in the hope of eternal life. Say eternal life. Type in eternal life. Come on, type it in. You type it in. Type it in. Eternal life. Now listen now. Listen now. But the beauty of this, these not all the promises. Because see, and I know, you see, because we Jesus said, I came that you might have life. That's what Jesus said. And that you might have more abundantly. See, that's one of the promises that we have in Christ Jesus. That even on this side, we have, Jesus said, you're going to have a better life even before you have eternal life. But some of us can't put our brains around eternal life. But that's the one you really want. He says, in the hope of eternal life. That's what sustains us. That's what gets us through the pandemic. That's what gets us through funerals and sickness. And when people do us wrong, when we're trying to do what's right, and it seems that some people never, they're not receiving their just due, and they're getting away with things. That's why sometimes you get to the point you fight and you protest and you try to go to the lawyers and to the judges and you're trying to change laws, but some things not going to change on this side. But for the Christian, for us, the hope of eternal life is what sustains us. It what helps us not to take matters into our own hand and to make things worse for us. All right. Which God, let me finish reading the text, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. See, when we read Hebrews chapter 12 and say when we are encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. And see, when the Bible uses the word great, it's not a callous word. See, there are many who've lived on before us who were pleasing to God with many who were not. And we have a great, we can call on any one of them at any time to testify that we are in God's will. Moses say, keep on doing what you're doing. Yes, yes. Abel will say, just do what's right, and God will take care of you. Yes. Rahab will say, listen, I'm going to put all your trust in God, sister, brother. He's going to take care of you. God promised that a long time ago. And it's in that sense the ultimate family reunion is going to happen. I want to end with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15 and following. Paul was giving comfort to his people, our people. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we, there's that we again, who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord. Now, would that be talking to us? We are alive, aren't we? Yeah, he says, will not precede those who fall asleep. Now that would be talking about them. Yeah, all of the ones who've gone before us, even under the old law, those who are in Hebrews chapter 11, then all the names that I've named, they have fallen asleep. They've all died a physical death.
He says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. You remember when we read that those who are under that law, they haven't received the full promise yet? This is what is going to happen. He says, those who are dead will rise first, but they're going to get a little preferential treatment from those of us who are alive. It may, maybe justly so. They've been waiting longer than we have. And God going to allow those people who are our people to rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up in the family reunion together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. We sing that song, Family Reunion. So nice to have. Yeah, that's the ultimate family reunion. No. Yeah, my goodness, man. Won't just be black people. Won't just be white people. Won't be just Spanish or yellow or brown people. We're gonna have a show enough family reunion. Yes. And we would like for you to be a part of God's family. And in order to be in God's family, we all do it the same way. We all tell the same story. It is by faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. It starts with faith. It starts with hearing the word of God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You heard a portion of God's word today. You've heard about his people. You've heard that we can have the same blessings that they had. And even more, if you're willing to repent of all of your sins, to confess Christ, to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, that's the only way that you can become a part of God's family. And we enjoy the benefits of being in the family on this earth, like we coming together, we worshiping together, we singing together, we teaching together, we lean on each other, we encourage one another. But this is not the ultimate family. Now I'm looking forward to when we all come back together here at this body, we all singing here, always going to be a hallelujah time. Matter of fact, I'm telling you, you know, we need to do, when we come together, I hope we can come together right. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. But then we go back out and still have to deal with the devil out in the world. But you can be a part of God's family, his spiritual body, by responding to his invitation, being baptized in water for the forgiveness of all of your sins. If you want to do that, we beg you to do that. You can call us at 713-672-2654. Those of you that's on Facebook, type the phone number in. Type it in. 672-2654, 713. You can call one of the elders. You can email us at bulletin@fwcoc.org. Bulletin@fwcoc.org. Give us a call. We love to respond to you. If you have a prayer request, type your prayer request in, call your prayer request in, email your prayer request in. We love to minister to you. If you're here and you just discouraged, be encouraged this morning. And know that there are many who are praying for you and praying with you. You can come to the Lord Jesus right now as we stand, as we sing the song of invitation.
I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life, a beautiful place.